The Toronto International Film Festival, which I attend every year, usually serves as a mirror of the current international film scene. And this year was no different. On one level, quite a few 2017 Academy Award hopefuls were trotted out, which usually is the case in Toronto as well as the Venice and Telluride festivals. Usually, they are big-name titles made by big-name directors and featuring big-name stars. Such a list only begins with Darren Aronofsky's Mother, whose high-octane cast includes Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Ed Harris, and Michelle Pfeiffer, Battle of the Sexes, starring Emma Stone, the reigning Best Actress Oscar winner, and Steve Carell. Victoria and Abdul, directed by Stephen Frears and featuring Judi Dench and a great British cast, and Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, with Liam Neeson and Diane Lane. And these are films that are scheduled for U.S. theatrical release in September. There are plenty more to come. And two of the most anticipated titles set for their theatrical bows at the tail end of the year are Alexander Payne's Downsizing, featuring Matt Damon and Christoph Waltz, and Michael Haneke's Happy End, with Isabelle Huppert and Jean-Louis Trintignant. Also this year, as is the case every year, there are tons of biopics. Screening in Toronto were Mary Shelley, starring Elle Fanning as the Frankenstein author, Jason Clarke as Ted Kennedy in Chappaquiddick, Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour, Javier Bardem as drug lord Pablo Escobar in Loving Pablo, and Louis Garrel as Jean-Luc Godard in Redoubtable. And lest we forget Liam Neeson as Mark Felt, of Watergate Deep Throat fame in Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, and Judi Dench as Queen Victoria in Victoria and Abdul. This year, a number of biopics are linked to sports. Margot Robbie plays Tonya Harding in I, Tonya. Severa Gunnarsson and Shia LaBeouf are Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe in Borg McEnroe. And of course, Stone and Carell are Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs in Battle of the Sexes. How many of these films will earn rave reviews, big box office bucks, and Oscar nominations? And how many will quietly disappear into oblivion before their inevitable DVD and Blu-ray releases? Now, it would be impossible to see and ponder every top-of-the-list title. However, one film that I did see and relish is Michael Haneke's Happy End, a film that focuses on an upper-class French family contrasted to the present-day European refugee crisis. With much insight, Happy End deals with a host of issues. They only begin with the senselessness of nonstop iPhone interaction about nothing in particular, contrasted to the lack of genuine face-to-face contact between individuals. Sometimes the most memorable and meaningful human connection is between the very old, here it is an 85-year-old man, and the very young, a 12-going-on-13-year-old girl. Happy End also examines the manner in which aristocratic Caucasians patronize those whom they perceive as their inferiors. At one point, a Moroccan cook is casually referred to as a slave. Happy End is pointed filmmaking, and it is superb filmmaking. And Michael Haneke, who is now in his mid-70s and who began making television movies in Germany in the 1970s before graduating to feature filmmaking, is one artist whose output has not diminished in quality.